everybody. This is the House of Dark. Welcome to a new episode of Real Talk. I know it's in the morning. Well, I know maybe when you listen to it, it might not be in the morning. But for me, it's in the morning. And so, fun thing for me this morning, I get a text from my one of my buddies who's a big-time Transformer guy. Actually, go check out his artist, Dwight Illustrations. He does a lot of, like, art, Transformer-inspired, because he's really into that universe, which I get. It's a really cool universe. Got informed that they dropped a new trailer for Transformers. I almost said Way of the Beast. It's Rise of the Beast. I feel like Way of the Beast is, it sounded like a title I would make, but it's Rise of the Beast. Just dropped this morning. And so I watched it. I watched it like 3 or 4 times, to be honest. And because I need to understand what's happening. Because there's a lot that's happening in this trailer with very little exposition. Fun fact, I'm not 100% familiar with Beast Wars. Not that I didn't watch the series when it came out, or Beast Machines, which is a sequel after that. But I didn't take to Beast Wars very well. So there's a lot about that story I don't get. And like one of my friends, shout out to CB Otaku, tried to explain some of it to me, and my brain turned to mush. Because I'm like, okay. Can we just go back to the G1 series? So which, by the way, we are going back to the G1 series. So for those who don't know, they started that series back, you know, in 2018 with Bumblebee. Bumblebee was literally a reboot of the Transformers series, going all the way back to G1. For those who don't know what I mean by G1, G1 means Generation 1, the first, like, Transformers. We're talking about Optimus, the Autobots, Megatron, and Decepticons, all, like, you know, their old look from, like, the 80s cartoon. That's G1 series. But, so, they did a very good job reminding us of what it always used to be from back when I was a kid. And so I was like, okay, Hasbro, which is now involved in making these films, is making sure these movies do exactly what they do. They bring justice to not only the series from the past, but into like the present, like especially for kids who didn't know the old series like I did. But and so it's cool to see. So like I said, Bumblebee came out in 2018. But it focused only on him, mostly. And not that it didn't have flashbacks in the War of Cybertron, seeing Optimus and some of the other characters. They did. So, that was like a 2-hour movie about Bumblebee and his mission. So, this one is, to me, is busy. Like, this trailer is already busy. Now, don't get me wrong. It showed my boy Jazz, so I'm very happy. RC's back. It's really cool. Seeing Optimus is exciting. And then we get, like, looks like Optimus Primal from Beast Wars. I think I saw Cheetor. I think that's his name is Cheetor. And there's a bunch of other stuff that's happening. It's a lot that's happening in this trailer. And so I looked into it. Yeah, so they're going to be introducing like a lot in this movie. We're looking like the Maximals, the Predacons, and the Terracons. Here's my problem. Already in this trailer, there's a lot happening. And they're going to be introducing some new humans, which, you know, you have to have human element to some degree, which is fine. I'm actually curious to see if John Cena's coming back, because if the military is still involved, John Cena was the military presence in Bumblebee. I wonder if he's coming back for the sequel. It'd be kind of cool to just keep that same presence, because they have to be there. It makes sense. But it'd be really cool to keep him to kind of like, for lack of better terms, keeping the cohesiveness of the films connected. Like, Bumblebee is technically that cohesiveness because he's coming from his movie into this movie. But that human element that kind of tells the story would be John Cena's character. And I think, I hope he does show up just to kind of show it's all consistent. It'd be nice. But then, like I said, this is the first trailer for this new movie. And actually, we got a lot that's happening. Like, most teasers don't give us that much. And so the fact that this 2-minute trailer shows a lot. And I'm still confused about what's going on, because there's a lot happening. It's interesting. My concern is this. Here's my concern as a storyteller. But like I said, Bumblebee focused on Bumblebee. We knew that Optimus was on Earth because in the end of Bumblebee, you see them link up on the highway. So we know that much. We just don't know what they've been doing this entire time. I sounded crazy when I said that. So, like I said, we have Optimus. For, like, for sure, of the Autobots, we see Optimus, we see Jazz, and we see RC in his trailer. I saw somewhere, someone leaked, I don't know if it was a leak or it was, I don't know, that Ironhide is confirmed in this movie. We haven't seen him yet. He might be, he might not be, it could be a lie. Someone could have, like, we got a lot of really good, like, artists out there who could do CG stuff or computer stuff. It could be a lie. But from what I've saw not too long ago, I think it was like a month or two ago, that Ironhide should be in this movie, which kind of makes sense because they brought back RC, and RC died in, what's the second movie? What's the second Michael Bay Transformer movie? No, it's not Dark of the Moon. Dark of the Moon was the third one. Oh, man, I can't remember. Anyways, the point is, Rise of the Fallen? I think that's what it's called. But she's in this one. So it's cool. And she looks like RC. She looks really dope. They all look like... I think the cool part is they all look like their characters. Like from the old series. So it's really cool to see RC. It's really cool to see Bumblebee. You see Cheetor. You see Optimus Primal. These are cool. My concern is it's a lot happening. My concern is we haven't even got the Autobots established yet. The only character we have established so far from the Autobots is Bumblebee. We don't know what Optimus has been doing. We don't know how RC and Jazz showed up. We don't even know. And like I said, if Ironhide's in it, how they all like link up and what they've been doing this entire time. While Bumblebee was Bumblebeeing. I don't know. So that's my only concern. And like, and then how we're gonna explain, like I said, the beasts. Like from the Maximals, the Predacons, all these guys. I'm very curious to see. And if even Megatron's even gonna be part of this and the Decepticons. I'm very curious to see because we haven't seen them yet either. So I don't know if they're going to even be considered a threat. And I know someone's going to be like, oh, you know, we don't want to, why are we going to go back to the old thing? I think it's cool to bring in the new like Transformers and stuff because we've already done Optimus versus Megatron, Autobots versus Decepticons. And I do agree with you. And for those who make that argument, I agree. But we haven't established that in this new universe. This is Hasbro's universe. Now, not Michael Bay, this is Hasbro's universe. So, old school Megatron, old school Decepticons, which is G1 series that obviously have kind of sort of been introduced in Bumblebee. No Megatron established, no Starscream, no a lot of these guys, even though we did see them in a couple of the flashbacks in Bumblebee. Like Soundwave and stuff. So they're there. They're just not on Earth. So maybe we're going to see them. Maybe this is just getting to show us the new stuff, the new characters that are coming in, and they're going to bring in a lot of the old school, the legacy characters like Megatron and Starscream because why not? It kind of like starts, it paves the way. And I'm curious to see if like maybe we're going to get some of the, my brain just stopped, like Grimlock and stuff like that. I mean, this is all kind of all connected, sort of, kind of. So, I don't know, we'll see. It looks cool, don't get me wrong, like, seeing a 20-foot robot gorilla is cool, it's dope, like, you know, I'm a Kong fan, so, you know, and seeing it, it looks cool, and the Ultimate, everyone looks really cool, everything looks cool, don't get me wrong, everything about it looks cool. I'm just worried about this story, though, because this looks like there's gonna be a lot of exposition for a lot that's happening, like, the Autobots to all the Beast machines. It's going to be, it looks like it's going to be a lot going on. And I'm worried because like Bumblebee was barely 2 hours. It was like an hour and 50, like, what was it? Hour and 54 minutes. Yeah, hour 54. So that was barely 2 hours. That was one character. So you're sprinkling in a bunch of characters in a movie that haven't been established yet in this universe. And I'm not talking about in general. I'm talking about in this universe. Because even like I said, even like in the MCU, where like, sure, they didn't do a complete origin story of Spider-Man, he still had to be established. That's why when Tony met Peter in Civil War, they established him. And then when he got his own movie, they doubled down on establishing him as a character by introducing like Ned and Michelle and stuff like that in his life in school and stuff, because you had to establish him as a character in the universe, even though he was already introduced in one part, but you haven't shown who he was. So I feel like in this movie, we're gonna need to understand what like the Autobots have been doing this entire time, leading into obviously the introduction of like the Maximals and Predacons and so forth. So, but like I said, Hasbro hasn't failed. They didn't fail with Bumblebee. Granted, that was back in 2018, and I know, you know, a lot of stuff has been kind of happening to kind of slow some production down and stuff like that. So it's been 5 years. Let's hope they can keep that magic going. I know a lot of my friends are excited, and I'm not saying I'm not. Like I said, I think it's very cool to see Jazz back again. Let's not kill our brother in like 20 minutes. Can we not? And I'm making a hard read. Granted, it's a clip. It's a bit of a scene in in this trailer, but it looks like Bumblebee might get jacked up again. But we don't know yet. Movie hasn't come out yet. But there's one quick scene and maybe go like, oh, don't kill Bumblebee. And we just finally got him back and he's kind of normal. So I don't know. That's a hard read. I could be wrong. It's like, I just thought it was odd they would put it in the trailer for us to see him get stabbed and then some weird explosion thing. And I don't know. And the point is, we'll see what happens. It looks cool. I think it's funny, like, they did, like, the intro into this trailer and the end of the trailer is Jazz and this weird guy, like, ninja rolling out of Jazz as he transforms. Like, that's cool. I like seeing Jazz. Jazz, to be honest, Jazz was one of my favorite characters in the G1 series. Optimus is always cool, but Jazz was, like, my favorite guy. You know, because he was just, I don't know, he was chill. He did his thing. He become Porsche boy and went about his business. So the fact that they brought him back again, it's like they're going to do the character justice, and I'm excited for that because he literally got robbed. Let's be real. Jazz in Michael Bay Transformers was like, when he shows up, okay, for two things, two issues I have with him in the first movie. One, they made him weirdly ghetto for no reason. I was like, I don't know, and like, No disrespect to Darius, who's got, by the way, is the voice of Jazz in the Michael Bay movie. But then he dies, like, he's in the movie, like, 20 minutes. Like, if we're gonna, like, time it, he's probably in that movie for 20 minutes. He gets smoked by Megatron. And, you know, he never comes back. And I'm like, this is dumb. Like, you just killed one of my favorite characters. And that boy was barely in the movie. So I'm hoping that in this one, he doesn't get completely smoked, because that'll hurt my feelings. It really, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, don't do me wrong twice, Hasbro. Don't do me wrong twice by killing Jazz. Come on now, don't do this to me. Anyways, you guys check it out, tell me what you think, tell me how you feel. Are you excited for a new Transformer movie that Michael Bay ruined it for you? So anytime you hear about a Transformer film, you're like, no! Or did Bumblebee put faith back into your love for... I say live action, it is technically live action, Transformer movies again. Are you reinvigorated? Are you looking forward to it? Are you excited? Are you a big Beast Wars fan that you want to see these characters come to life? Or do you want to get back to the old G1 with Autobots versus Decepticons, then bring in these characters? Let me know what you think. Let me know how you feel. He's a House of Darkner with a lot of robots in his trailer and no answers. No answers, but a lot of questions.